New details of plans for 670 homes on the outskirts of the city have been revealed as a developer launches a public consultation. The May Gurney and Deal Ground site in Trouse is an abandoned and disused brownfield site with dilapidated buildings. The original outline planning permission for the regeneration of the site was granted in 2013, so progress has been a long time coming. And now the developer, Sarayas Property Company, has released what the site could look like, citing inspiration from the character of the surrounding area, with Whitlingham Country Park on its doorstep. The site designs show plenty of new green open space, as well as play areas for children, and even cycle routes throughout. They also feature a new public square and dining quarters closer to the riverside, as well as pedestrian and cycle bridges across sections of the river. The company submitted its designs to Norwich City Council and South Norfolk Council at the end of February and intends to submit final plans next month. It then hopes for a decision next winter so that construction can start next year. Andre Sarayas, director of Sarayas Property Company, said, "We're committed to working collaboratively with the community to deliver the exciting regeneration and transformation of the May Gurney and Deal Ground site, which we know is incredibly important to local people and has been a long time in the making. We're determined to deliver the best regeneration possible for Norwich. And that's why we're inviting residents to play their part in shaping the final design of the site by providing feedback at our consultation events. Included in the plans is the site being split into thirds, with the northern section known as Wensum Edge, the middle alongside Carrow Abbey, County Wildlife Site as Fen Village, and the south as Yare Newton. The public consultation sessions are set to take place next week and will give people living in the area the chance to inspect them closely and the chance to have their say. The first public consultation session is at the Forum on the 16th of May between 4 and 8 p.m. The second is the following day at Manor Rooms in Trouse from midday to 5 p.m. And the final one will be online via Zoom from 6 to 8 p.m. on the 18th of May. To register for the Zoom session or to find out more about the plans, people can visit the newly launched project website at dealgroundconsultation.co.uk/vision.
A new centre that is being built at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital is nearing completion. The campaigners behind the Priscilla Bacon Lodge are within touching distance of hitting their £12.5 million fundraising target to ensure the Norfolk Hospice is completed. The centre is in its final stages, and the Priscilla Bacon Hospice charity has announced just £250,000 more is needed to complete the construction, fitting out and landscaping. When opened, the site will provide state-of-the-art palliative care unit for people with terminal or life-limiting illnesses. Sandra Dineen, strategic project advisor for the charity, said, "We are thrilled that we are in touching distance of our fundraising target, which means that the new, much-needed Priscilla Bacon Lodge is so close to completion. We anticipate the building being handed over by contractors in the summer, and following an intense period of fitting out and equipping, we expect to welcome the first patients in late summer as we transition from the current facility to the new Priscilla Bacon Lodge."
Shoppers were surprised to see a swarm of pint-sized peddlers winding their way along roads of the city centre. More than 100 children came together on their bicycles as part of a demonstration for safer streets for everyone. The group, called Kiddycal Mass, Norwich, exist to help spread the joy of cycling, improve confidence, and to have fun. The gang of cycling kids were seen donning paper crowns and homemade colourful flags to celebrate the coronation. The 120-strong group set off from Chapelfield Gardens and completed a 2.8-mile route around the city. Fern Blevins, co-organiser, added, "We really need city planning to prioritise vulnerable groups like children, pedestrians and cyclists. With safe, segregated cycle paths, children can get from A to B under their own steam, which has benefits for their physical, mental and emotional health, as well as the wider environment."
The second and final stage of works on a main city road is due to get underway. The final stage of the £6.1 million revamp to St Stephen's Street started in April and has seen lane closures and a one-way system in place. Phase 2 is now scheduled to start, installing stops on the other side of the road and completing the 12 new bus shelters. Buses will be unable to serve any stops on the Sainsbury's side of the street. Passengers should check with bus companies for any alterations to timings. In January, the planting of trees and vegetation in the new planters took place. The busy thoroughfare reopened in October after 10 months of work ended. But a delay to Norfolk County Council's order for the new bus shelters meant the installation had to be pushed back.
A popular city centre shop that closed for refurbishment last month has reopened its doors this week. And customers are already enjoying the fresh look. The Big C in Timberhill was the first of the cancer charity's 11 shops to open in Norfolk, and now shoppers can once again head in following its refurbishment. Explaining the key changes that have been made to the store, a Big C spokeswoman said, "The ground floor charity shop has been refitted and redecorated with a fresh contemporary feel. The ladies' wear section has been expanded. New items such as greetings cards and reading glasses are stocked, as well as many pre-loved items. But perhaps most exciting for city shoppers, the bridal boutique upstairs has been redecorated to create a more special and spacious environment. The boutique stocks end-of-line and pre-loved bridal dresses, bridesmaid dresses, mother-of-the-bride outfits, and accessories including hats, shoes and veils. Prom dresses are also stocked. The shop is open Monday to Saturday between 9:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m.